Are we about to see the soon arrival of a disease that the World Health Organization has been warning about? The elites have been warning about. They've been telling us it's coming. Are we about to see the manifestation of disease X? That's what we're going to tackle on today's program. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everybody? This is End Time Headlines. I'm your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder of The Voice and the pastor of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. And listen, if this is your first time joining us, let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining in from. We'd love to hear from you on these video platforms in which you're able to comment. We want to welcome our Apple and Spotify listeners as well. If you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to do that today. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. This is how you're going to get every headline, every podcast when it is readily available. And it is going to be free, and it's available on Apple and Android devices. So depending on which device you got, go to your Play Store, download the app today. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, just go to that Play Store, type in End Time Headlines. And then once you download the free app, you're going to see it. It's going to be the symbol, the trademark logo, the ETH with the blood moons, the four blood moons and the solar eclipse in the middle. Just download our free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. And you're going to keep up with every single headline and every podcast when it comes out. So listen, guys, do me a favor before we get started. Hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notification. This is what's going to push our content out there on these platforms so that we can be found, we can be seen. We would appreciate you guys doing that. So I want to take you on a journey. I want to take you back to this past summer. We're going to go back to the month of July. I'm going to pull up an article. We did a podcast on this in the month of July. I believe we did a segment with Pastor Larry Ragland on The Big Picture, and we talked about this. So I'm going to take you down memory lane. We're going to talk about this article. This was a report from The Federalist. Quote, the United Nations is planning to seize global emergency powers with the support of Joe Biden. Again, this was revealed this past summer. We discussed this, but there is a reason why I'm bringing this back up again. So just bear with me on this. According to this report, again, when this was revealed, it was this past summer, but in September of next year, again, less than 2 months before the next United States presidential election, the United Nations will host a landmark summit of the future, wherein which member nations will adopt a pact for the future. The agreement will solidify numerous policy reforms offered by the UN over the past 2 years as part of its sweeping, quote, our common agenda platform. Among many numerable proposals that are included in this agenda, quote, perhaps none are more important than the UN plan for a new emergency platform, which is, according to the report, a stunning proposal to give the UN significant powers in the event, listen to this, of future global shocks such as a, and this is what I want to home in, another worldwide pandemic. In this policy, in the paper, in the writing of this, in the details of this, the UN Secretary General wrote, quote, I propose that the General Assembly provide the Secretary General and the UN system with a standing authority, listen to this, to convene and operationalize automatically an emergency platform in the event of a future complex global shock of sufficient scale, severity, and reach. According to the report, once this has been triggered, the emergency platform would give the United Nations the ability to, quote, actively promote and drive an international response that places the principles of equity and solidarity at the center of its work. The emergency platform would also give the UN the power to ensure that all participating actors make commitments that can contribute meaningfully to the response and that they are held to account for delivery on those commitments. Translation, The United Nations would be given unprecedented authority over the public and private sectors of huge swaths of the world, all in the name of battling a unknown or a mystery crisis. All this is going to come into play in today's segment. According to the details of this report, although the duration of the emergency platform would initially be set for a, quote, finite period, at the end of that period, the Secretary General could extend the work of an emergency platform if required. Now, again, this is according to the UN's own policy proposal, which means the Secretary General would have the authority to keep the emergency platform in place indefinitely, all without reauthorization from member nations. So we have to ask ourselves here something. What kind of global shock would initiate the emergency platform? The UN provides several possible examples in its formal proposal, including the likes of a, quote, major climatic event. This would be one such event. Let me give you an example of just one such event of a climatic disaster. Here's a headline that has been recycled by every news media outlet. We reported this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. A solar storm could wipe out the internet for weeks or months. This is according to at least one scientist, if not multiple scientists. Let's check this out right here.
All right, so scientists, some, are sounding the alarm on a so-called solar superstorm that could, and this is important, underline the word could, eventually wipe out the internet for weeks or even months. The sun is entering a more active time where it tends to flare more often. After those flares, large blobs, for lack of a better word, of plasma enter space and can distort the Earth's magnetic field, the power grid, satellites, navigation, and GPS systems, and communications equipment are all vulnerable.
Now, again, according to this blueprint of this, according to the details of this, this would be one example of a, quote, global shock. If the entire internet infrastructure went down, this would be a trigger for this emergency platform for the United Nations to act, in which they would have these unprecedented powers to implement the very things that they're lining up here and that they're talking about enforcing. So you've got this a major climatic event that could take place, a future pandemic risk. Let me say that again: future pandemic risk. And that's really what we're going to home in on today. So we're getting ready to get into that. A global digital connectivity disruption. Again, we just showed you an example of that. That could be a cyber attack. That could be solar flares. That could be an EMP. A major event in outer space that falls under that category as well. Now, I notice it's interesting to me how they say a major event in outer space. Don't be surprised if you see the fake alien invasion stuff. You've got the UFO phenomena, the UAPs. They've been touting that. They've been talking about that. They had all these strange objects. Remember when the Chinese spy balloon was spotted? And then there was fighter jets that shot down cylindrical objects. And they were not weather balloons. But yet to this day, we never know what we've never been told what they are. So they're preparing, they're conditioning us for this, guys. And then there's what's called unforeseen risk or black swan events. Now, what could that be? Well, guys, we could throw up 12 different scenarios. It could be an unforeseen terrorist attack. It could be a domestic terrorist attack, international terrorist attack. It could be, again, the list goes on. Again, this would trigger this emergency platform. Now, of course, just as we've told you, the Biden administration has thrown full support behind this proposal. Some analysts are saying this is the largest attempted power grab in the history of the United Nations. Now, you put this on top of what we just reported last week, with when we were on with Larry Ragland, we talked about this new internet grab that they're trying to do. With the FCC. You couple that with this, this is an absolute concoction that is absolutely terrifying. Now, you remember at the beginning of this program, I asked the question, are we about to see the manifestation, the introduction to what scientists, the CDC, and the World Health Organization has been warning about, and that is the arrival of Disease X. What are you talking about, preacher, when you talk about Disease X? Well, here's a piece from Sky News, among many other sources. You can just type in Disease X, start going down a rabbit hole, and you'll discover what this is real quick. Quote, Disease X, UK scientists begin developing vaccines, there you go, against a new pandemic. According to Sky News, the UK scientists have begun developing vaccines. Again, already began to develop them. They're already developing these vaccines behind closed doors in unknown laboratories, already developing these vaccines. Why? Quote, as an insurance against a new pandemic caused by an unknown disease X, a mystery disease, an unknown disease, something has never been seen before, has no origin. Now, the World Health Organization has created a list of priority diseases that can cause the next global pandemic. Guys, I need you to give me your full attention when I'm telling you here. Again, the World Health Organization has created a list of priority diseases that can cause the next global pandemic. Let's just put this up here. Disease X is once again making news with a UK health expert warning that it can cause another pandemic like the want and kill millions of people. The World Health Organization has also taken a note of it, adding Disease X in the list of, quote, priority diseases on its own website. The global health body has categorized the unknown disease among C19, Ebola, the Lassa fever, however you pronounce that, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, the Nipah and Zika, which have already caused widespread fatalities during outbreaks. So what is Disease X? According to the World Health Organization's own website, the term represents the knowledge that a, quote, serious international epidemic could be caused by a pathogen currently unknown, keep this in mind, to cause human disease. It could be a, quote, new agent. It could be a virus. It could be a bacterium of fungus without any known treatments. All right, check out this headline, guys. Experts recommend isolating your dogs. Do I have any dog owners listening to the podcast today? Experts are recommending that you keep your dogs isolated. Why? Because apparently there is a new respiratory mystery illness that is causing unknown fatalities in dogs, and it is spread nationwide.
A mysterious and potentially fatal respiratory illness in dogs has been reported across the country, including right here in the state of Florida. The illness starts as a cough that can last for several weeks, but it might not respond to antibiotics, which can leave the dog struggling to breathe with severe pneumonia.
All right, stop. Remember, let's go back to this article. Disease X, when it's not a matter of if, but when it comes, because after all the experts are warning, all of the scientists are warning, all of the elites are warning, even the World Health Organization and the WEF and the United Nations are all prepared for this unknown Disease X. And again, according to the sources here, this new agent could be a virus, a bacterium, a fungus, an unknown pathogen. Again, or I'm going to give you this, quote, a pathogen currently unknown and without any treatments. Now, in this case, this is showing up in dogs, but what they're saying is, we don't know where the origin of it is going to begin, but it's not a matter of if it's going to originate, but when it's going to originate. Now, let me go back to this. So here we have a unknown mysterious respiratory disease that is at this moment, currently, it's only infecting dogs. Now, we don't know if it's going to jump to cats. We don't know if it's going to jump to other animals. But at the moment, it's just dogs. It's impacting, and it's nationwide. And there's no known treatment for it. They don't know the origin of it. They don't know what it is. They have no name for this. Now, could this jump to humans? I don't know. But that's a scary thought to think about this. But I am telling you this, that we're already being groomed and prepared for such an event. Let's go back to this video.
Now, a doctor researching the illness tells dog owners not to worry, but to make sure you just take precautions to prevent illnesses by keeping your dog up to date on vaccinations and also avoiding contact.
Of course, vaccinations would come into play. It's always leading to the jab, isn't it?
With other dogs. Experts are trying to pin down a potential cause for this disease.
Doctors Terrence Ferguson and Bernard Hodges, veterinarians and co-stars on National Geographic's Critter Fixers. Doctors, thank you both for being on. I know a lot of pet owners are really concerned right now. So, Dr. Ferguson, let's start with you. What do we know about this illness, and how concerned do you think dog owners need to be right now?
Well, definitely right now it's a mystery. You know, going through this season, we often have a lot of respiratory disease that we have in dogs. But, you know, having one that we're not quite sure about kind of, you know, changes things. We have to try to figure out how do we treat these things, how severe they are, or, you know, how they're spreading.
Dr. Hodges, this illness can be deadly if left untreated. So what symptoms specifically do dog owners need to keep an eye out for? And what do you do if you start noticing them?
So we definitely want to kind of look out for any kind of, you know, excessive coughing, eye discharge, any, you know, if we're starting to have a fever, difficulty breathing, any nasal discharge or lethargy. And if you start seeing these things, definitely get your animal to a veterinarian because, you know, this is a mystery disease and it could, you know, become fatal.
All right, then we got this report. This is from Newsweek. The CDC rings the alarm as cow-killing ticks have spread to 19 states. Let me say that again. What they deem as cow-killing ticks have spread to 19 states across America, and it is causing the CDC to ring the alarm. Let's check this out. According to the report, an invasive species of tick is creeping its way across the eastern United States, killing livestock in its wake as it travels west. These Asian longhorn ticks, which were only found in the U.S. for the first time in 2017, have now been discovered, look at this, now been discovered on pets, livestock, wildlife, and people across 19 states in the U.S., according to, a CDC warning. The invasive ticks were even found to be responsible for the deaths of three cows in Ohio, having bitten them thousands of times to the point that the cows died of blood loss. Wow. As of April 13th of this year, longhorn ticks have been found in Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Indiana, Kentucky, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. So right here on your map, if you're watching the visual of this, you see all these states in red is where these ticks have been discovered. These ticks are native to East Asia, including places like China, Japan, Eastern Russia, and Korea. Scientists aren't yet sure how the tick entered the U.S. But it estimates that it likely arrived in or before 2010. They're saying that thousands of these ticks may be found living in grasslands or on animals, with researchers still trying to figure out if they prefer wooded or open areas. Now, this is pretty disturbing right here. The Journal of Medical Entomology paper investigated the 2021 Ohio cow deaths, which marked the first recorded occurrence of the tick in Ohio. The researchers from Ohio State University investigated the pasture, finding 9,287 ticks in only 90 minutes. And they tested 100 of the adult female ticks for diseases. 8 field collected ticks were positive for, and I'm not even going to try to name this disease, No other infectious agents were detected, the authors wrote in the paper, concluding that the cattle had not died from a tick-borne disease, but rather from blood loss. In humans, if they contract this disease from these ticks, it leads to symptoms including fever, headache, chills, and muscle aches. This can also bring a fatality rate of under 1%, according to the CDC. But don't miss the point here. This disease X, which they're telling us it's not a matter of if, but when it originates, they don't know how it's going to. They just know that it is. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, and by the way, if we're going to go from a biblical perspective of this, remember, Jesus said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, there will be pestilences in the last days. And again, the Greek word for pestilences is disease that leads unto death. Now, the Lord never emphasized what kind of pestilence would do this. And he never emphasized what would cause the pestilence to do this. He just emphasized that you will see pestilences, plural tense, that will increase in the last days prior to the coming of the Lord. But guys, it's not just tick-borne illnesses that they're warning about. These mosquito-borne viruses and diseases are also in the spotlight. For example, you've also got this chikungunya virus, which is, according to this report, a, quote, emerging global health threat, has now gotten even the first vaccine approval, there it is, for this virus. Think about that, guys. Apparently, this virus is so worrisome that we've got to get a vaccine rushed out for it.
First vaccine for adults to prevent illnesses caused by a mosquito-borne disease. The single-dose vaccine was approved for adults with an increased risk of exposure to the chikungunya virus. Those at risk live in Africa, Southeast Asia, and parts of the U.S. People who get sick from the virus usually have a fever along with debilitating joint pain, which can last for years. The virus can also be potentially deadly to newborns. According to the World Health Organization, due to climate change, the virus could become a global health threat. In the past 15 years, there have been at least 5 million cases.
Did you catch that? A global threat. It could become a global threat. Well, that's exactly what this article said. According to, this is the Daily Mail, World Health Organization warns that painful mosquito-borne disease will become a major threat. Again, it says it will become, not it might. Guys, they are telling us, they are warning us what's coming. They've got vaccines lined up for it. They've got emergency measures lined up for it. This is what I'm trying to tell you today. It's not a matter of if. The World Health Organization says that painful mosquito-borne disease will become a major threat even within this decade. And quote, we need to really prepare. A mosquito-borne disease that kills thousands of people every year could become a major threat in the U.S. In the U.S. This is according to the World Health Organization that is warning this. The agency's chief scientist warned in an interview that dengue fever could take hold in the southern U.S. and southern Europe before the year 2030. Well, there you go, 2030. Why is that interesting? Why is the year 2030 interesting? Because that is also when they want to implement Agenda 2030. All right, are you awake yet? Are you catching this? He went on to warn that, here it is, warming temperatures, aka climate change, is allowing mosquitoes that can carry the disease to venture deeper into the country and would drive the rise. The report goes on to say, according to scientists, that dengue fever could become endemic in the U.S., if infected mosquitoes in Mexico manage to move further north. They also warn infected travelers coming into the U.S. could introduce the virus. Oh, isn't that lovely? Let me say that again. Infected travelers, you know, don't just think that they're coming through airlines or through other means. What about those who come in right over the border? What about all those individuals? What are they bringing in? What are they bringing into the country? According to these scientists, they could introduce the virus if they are bitten by local mosquitoes, which then become infected and start transmitting the disease to other people. Guys, look at, like here on your screen, look at this. Florida warns dengue fever cases are rising. This comes after malaria outbreak earlier in 2023. Earlier this year, there was a malaria outbreak in places like Sarasota. We reported that in Florida. In fact, one doctor told Reuters that, quote, we need to talk much more proactively about dengue. We need to really prepare countries for how they will deal with additional pressure that will come in the future in many, many big cities. Well, guys, at the opening of this broadcast, we've already told you how they're already preparing for this. They've already got vaccines lined up. They're already creating them in dark laboratories behind the scenes. They've already got emergency measures lined up with all the elites and these organizations ready to go, ready to pull the trigger. He goes on to warn that most patients that contract dengue fever have no symptoms at all, but just under half will develop warning signs of the disease, including a sudden headache, fever, and pain behind the eyes. It will also cause trigger pain in joints such as knees and elbows that is so severe that they feel like they're being shattered. And they've even coined this break bone fever. In severe cases, the disease leads to life-threatening complications such as dengue shock syndrome, which is characterized by severe bleeding and encephalitis or swelling of the brain. So you've got, again, you got all these mystery diseases, mystery illnesses, mystery sickness, mosquito-borne viruses, tick-borne viruses. Then we've got, and all this is going to impact, don't think for a minute that this is not going to impact the food supply of America. Did you guys see these reports? Let me pull this up. Nearly 1 million chickens were slaughtered in Minnesota and a farm in Minnesota because of the bird flu. And this is not something new, guys. This has been going on for a couple of years. Millions upon millions of chickens have been slaughtered across multiple farms. And recently, nearly 1 million chickens on a Minnesota egg farm were slaughtered. Again, this is old news. This was reported on November 6th. By this time, they've already been slaughtered. Why? To, quote, help limit the spread of a highly contagious bird flu. And by the way, do you know how many health experts and scientists have been deeply concerned that the next pandemic will be a type of bird flu that will come out of some type of a chicken or a turkey or whatever the case may be? The want virus, allegedly. Come on, that's the narrative that they've given us. Who knows exactly how and what all went on in that Frankenstein experiment in China that brought us the last coronavirus. So here you have over 1 million of these chickens have been slaughtered so that they can try to stop the spread of bird flu. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that the virus was found at a farm in Wright County, Minnesota, as well as in three smaller flocks in South Dakota and Iowa. Whenever the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus is detected on a farm, the entire flock is killed as to keep it from spreading to other farms. So in other words, again, we're not just talking about a million here in Minnesota, but we're talking, this adds up. If you slaughter a million in Minnesota, a million in South Dakota, and a million in Iowa, you're talking 3 million there, and this doesn't include on and on and on it goes.
As bird flu cases rise in Iowa, it's beginning to take a toll on farms. Over 1 million chickens will need to be slaughtered on a Taylor County egg farm after the virus was detected. This news comes just days after another million chickens were killed on a similar farm in Minnesota. Governor Reynolds immediately issued a disaster proclamation. The U.S. Department of Ag has been finding fewer wild birds carrying the virus this year, which suggests that some ducks and geese may be developing immunity. Officials say bird flu isn't a significant threat to food safety or human health.
Yet. Yeah, they don't now. But again, we've been warned, we've been told that the next Mystery X disease is going to have a host. It's going to have a host, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to start and originate from where. Is it going to, come on, is it going to come out of a dog virus? Is it going to come out of a tick-borne virus? Is it going to come out of a mosquito-borne virus? Is it going to come out of another coronavirus? Nobody knows, but we're being groomed, warned, prepared, and conditioned for not a matter of if, but when it comes. So ladies and gentlemen, I know this is, you know, we didn't get in a lot of scripture on this one. This was, you know, this was not a really equipping message, but we wanted to inform you of what's going on. So prophetically speaking, this, again, I would put this under the classification of pestilences. There shall be pestilences. We know, again, we don't know, we see in part, we know in part, we prophesy in part. John the Revelator looked all the way into the future and saw during the Great Tribulation, he looked into a time period in which there would be famine. Are you listening to me? There would be famine that would be in the earth. And he said one of the causes of this would be this horse and rider. This would be the black horse and its rider with a pair of scales on its hand. And when it would come riding along, it would cause famine in the earth. It would cause such price increases through common foods that a loaf of bread during this time would cost us a whole day's wages. Now, you think about inflation now. As the recording of this in 2023, we're not in the tribulation yet. Now you think about into the future, whenever that is, and we get to that point, if prices are this high now, increases are this bad, inflation is that bad right now, recession is that bad now, what is it going to be like when this black horse rider shows up on the scene, that something is going to happen in the earth that's going to cause widespread famine and pestilences to the point where it's going to impact the food supply, where the cost of it is going to be so extraordinary that most people are going to be forced to take a system of the mark of the beast, which is something in their right hand or in their forehead, in order to enable them to be able to put food on their table to supply their needs for their family. Think about how terrifying that is, guys. So again, I want to leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Again, don't forget to get your free app today. You guys listen by Apple, by Spotify, watching by Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, whatever you're watching from, go to your Play Store, download it today, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go and keep up with everything that we put out, all of our podcasts, all of our headlines. We want you to be up to par and notified of everything that's coming out. Guys, again, if this ministry is a source of information, revelation, equipping, and blessing to you and your family on a week-to-week basis, we want you to, number one, share our content, hit the bell notification, do all that stuff, get out there, get the app. But we'd also love for you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. All of our messages are free. Our podcasts are free. The app is free. Everything is free. All we ask you to do is pray about becoming a monthly partner. You could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the apps, the easiest way, or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order right there on your screen, and you can make it out at the End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia. That's 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much for taking the time tonight to be a part of the broadcast. We want to say a special thank you to all of our partners and supporters of our ministry. You know who you are. You are a great blessing to us. You help us to remain strong and active and continue to do what we do on a week-to-week basis. So again, I cannot put into words the gratitude that we have for you. And it is through you guys and through your partnership that you're able to help us remain strong and active continually week after week after week. Guys, don't forget to find us and follow us on every major social media network. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on all these platforms. We're on Rumble as an alternative video platform, as well as just directly through our main website. You can find us there as well. Also, guys, we are on Telegram. Telegram is a social media platform as well that you can communicate privately. There's a lot of things that we will share there that is absolutely uncensored. But there is no shadow banning, no suppressing. You will see everything that we put out there that we won't put out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or any of these platforms because of censorship and suppression and shadow banning and the possibility of getting us deplatformed. So again, follow us on Telegram. It's right there on your screen. The information's there. Please go and do that today. So listen, we love you guys. God bless you. Listen, until we see you guys on Tuesday night, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.